Hello and welcome to Second Place Chasers with me, Keith.
And me, Jack.
This week, I'll be struggling through a hangover.
And I'll be reminiscing about the week when I brought in Solanke and he got 17 points.
That sounds familiar.
Just like in Kedia.
Good evening, Jack.
Good evening, Keith.
Merry Christmas.
Well, Merry Boxing Day.
Well, Merry Boxing Day, yeah. I see you're wearing a... Is that a Christmas present?
Yeah, brand new Leicester jersey with my name on it.
Oh, four layers?
Five, yeah. Last name.
It looks good.
Yeah, it's pretty comfy too.
Will it make you better at football?
Probably not. Oh, I don't know, it's not very clingy, so maybe. A bit more freedom.
Will it make you better at FPL?
Definitely not.
How was your fantasy league week? Your festive fantasy league week?
Festive, yeah. Well, I mean, it's a mixed bag. Because I scored above average.
Yeah.
By 8 points. But half my team went out injured or suspended.
Suspended, yeah. So, well, you already had Raul.
Yeah, Raul was already suspended for 2. And then...
Your doggy was out too, wasn't he, for that one?
Yeah, your doggy was suspended. And then Palmer got suspended. Cash got suspended. Luis Diaz picked up a knock, and I don't think he'll play. And Simicast broke his collarbone.
He'd be all right.
He'd be all right, mate. Yeah. So that wasn't, like, brilliant.
Who was your... I was going to say, who was your hero of the week?
Hero,
but that's
yeah.
Quite easy to spot.
Solanke. I sold Haaland and brought Solanke in. Got a hat-trick.
Well, that's quite good. You're quite good at... that's the second time you've picked someone,
Yeah. Brought
them in, and they've scored a hat-trick and got you 17 points.
I don't think Solanke's quite as impressive as when I did it with Nkedia. Because that was a... Like, Solanke's been in form, and lots of people brought him in.
Yeah.
And Nkedia was just an out-of-the-blue choice that worked.
But, yeah.
Apart from that, it was pretty average. Senesi got an assist, so that was 5 points. Salah got 7 points. The rest were all ones and twos. Watkins, as captain, didn't work.
Yeah, but lots of people...
Did that,
including myself.
Did you see that game?
Yes, I did.
That was a crazy end of that game.
It was.
I was screaming at Archer when he scored his goal, because before that, Cash was on a clean sheet and the 3 bonus points.
Yeah.
And then by the end of the game, he had to make a last-ditch tackle, get a yellow card, and get himself suspended.
Yeah. It's quite a few players now suspended, and quite a few still on 4.
Yeah.
But if they can make it through this one,
yeah, it ticks over.
Then it turns over to goes to 10.
Yeah.
And Nicholas Jackson's almost there. He's on 8.
Yeah.
He's got more yellow cards than goals.
How do you manage that?
I don't know.
What's the bracket after 10?
I think it's just every 5.
Right.
I think.
Because I read somewhere like more than half of his are for descent. So,
yeah.
He's got some trouble there. But it's all right because he'd be replaced by Nkunku now.
Well, I think, yeah, Nkunku, they'll still ease him in. But he, the couple of little blocks of game time that he's got, he's looked like their best player in about 10 or 15 minutes.
Maybe he is the Messiah.
Oh, I think they need more than that.
Yeah.
yeah, so that's your team. You've got lots of things to sort out before tonight.
I sorted them out yesterday and this morning.
Tonight's deadline, yeah.
Yeah.
We're recording this just a few hours before it. 3 hours before it. It's 2 and a half.
That close, is it?
Yeah. It's at 10 p.m.
10 p.m. tonight.
Tonight. Mm. My team, I got 46, which is, all right.
It was
saved by unexpected points from Areola.
Yeah, because it didn't look like he was going to play.
I thought, he won't play. But he played, got a clean sheet.
Yeah.
And a bonus point as well, I think. And Gabriel, he got his goal and a clean sheet.
Yep.
his goal is that he gets every season. He might get another one. He could just start banging them in now.
Oh,
it's always headers from corners or free kicks.
I mean, you could think that and hope for that, but I don't think he's going to be banging them in.
No, he definitely won't be banging them in. But sometimes players will score like a couple of games in a row.
Yeah, that's true.
I'm just always hopeful, aren't I?
Maybe too hopeful.
Yeah. I also have Tsimikas, who broke his collarbone. Son, Salah, Saka, Sterling. Sterling.
He got you some points.
He did give me some points. He should have had lots more.
Yeah.
He's just so frustrating. He goes down so easily too, and that's what he got the yellow card for.
Diving.
Right near the end of the game. I think it was in injury time.
He just wanted Christmas off, really, didn't he?
He had just got the assist. He was heading for a bonus point as well, and then he got the yellow card. So he lost a point there, and then he lost the bonus points.
Shame.
And now he's suspended for the next game week. So I think he might be... I was going to get rid of Adingra.
Yeah.
But I think I might keep Adingra for another week.
Yeah.
And get rid of Sterling.
Because Adingra went off at half-time, didn't he?
He did, yeah.
Which seemed kind of odd.
Well, he's played 90 minutes for the last few games, so maybe he was just thinking, I need to rest him.
Yeah.
Because he's been one of the better players.
I like your bench.
Yeah. Sanchez.
No, not that. I was looking at Archer
and Taylor.
And Taylor, yeah. Archer was, like, if anyone was going to score against Villa, it was going to be Archer, wasn't it?
Yeah, that's true. But, I mean, I didn't think there was, although he's looked better since McBurnie's come back into the team.
Yeah, that's true. But he wasn't on the pitch, McBurnie, was he?
No, he was suspended too.
No, he came on as a sub.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I'm getting all my suspensions mixed up.
He was suspended the other week.
Yeah.
But he came on late. So.
That's right, him and Norwood, because they didn't have Ollies on the pitch. They were both suspended for that game.
McBurnie's a dirty player. He's like really, really dirty.
Yeah, I also had Watkins as captain. Didn't work out.
Darwin. Gotta love Darwin.
Yeah. And I think just because of the way things are on the team now, I will keep Darwin for another week. It's all right.
Yeah, I'm not sure. Actually, with Luis Diaz, I'll probably start this week. Against Burnley, you should be able to get something.
I think I'm hoping so. Even if I would take one of those ones where he runs through, beats the keeper, hits it against the post.
Yeah.
And then it just bounces off and hits his knee or something, goes in. That would be excellent.
There's points in there.
That's it. That's, I had 15 points on my bench, which is not great.
You should play the bench boost.
What, with Sanchez injured? You'd be a lunatic to do that.
Yeah, I've seen people do it, though.
All right, do we want to we'll look at our predictions from last week?
Yeah.
We got quite severely beaten by our guest last week.
I think it was beginner's luck.
Can we put it down as that?
I think we should.
And just never invite her back again to do more predictions?
Well, maybe just not invite anyone back ever again.
No, Loggy didn't do very well in his predictions. No. Neither did Gary.
No.
When he was on. Yeah, we'll not invite Healy back.
No.
So we can call it beginner's luck then, because we can't prove either way.
Yeah, fair enough. Good.
Yeah. Anyway, well done, Healy.
Yeah. What was it, 11 to 6?
Yeah.
Because we both got 6.
We did, and we're both now on 115 points.
When I got the first one correct, I thought, I'm going to pull away from him this week.
Yeah, I thought that too, and then the results got a bit weird after that, didn't they?
Yeah.
I mean, didn't really expect the Villa-Sheffield game to be a draw.
No, that was insane.
We weren't surprised with West Ham beating Man United.
No. Did you watch any of that game?
Yeah.
I saw the first half where I'm going to bed now. This is dull as dog shit.
Yeah.
So, United are terrible.
Yeah. And the Spurs-Everton game, I thought Everton were a bit unlucky.
Yeah, they looked really good.
Yeah, they do look good. And I think they're now a hard team to beat. You can't class them as an easy win anymore.
Yeah. I was very tempted to give Wolves the win on the Chelsea game, the Chelsea-Wolves game, but I went with the draw in there.
Yeah.
Turns out Chelsea really are rubbish.
They Yeah.
Mid-table team.
They are indeed. Samson, who's the next manager to go? Is it one of the big ones?
It's Ten Hag, I reckon.
You reckon?
Well, apparently Ratcliffe wants Potter in.
Oh, that's...
insane.
Well, Chelsea fans will be going, yes! You can see Lockie going, yes!
Well, you know, United could probably win the championship. So, maybe that's the plan. Get relegated. Save Luton from relegation.
Yeah, they had a good win.
Yeah. Yeah, over Newcastle. Yeah. It was a really good game, too. Yeah.
It was. I was thinking, are they going to hang on? Are they going to hang on?
Yeah.
At the end of it, but there.
Townsend and Barkley are playing really well. Particularly Barkley. He had a lot of shots.
Yeah.
Tempted on him, actually, but...
Don't be silly. Don't be silly. Another differential. The ultimate. That would be the ultimate differential, I reckon.
It could be Gordon out for Barkley in a few weeks. Never know.
All right.
Maybe.
We'll get on with Game Week 19, which is tonight.
Before we think about a couple of weeks.
Yeah, and then we have another Game Week 20 is on Saturday again.
Oh, does that mean I have to record another one of these?
Possibly.
Okay.
Yeah, all right. First game tonight, Newcastle at home to Forest.
We don't really know what Forest is coming out.
No.
Because we got a glimpse of New Forest or Nuno's Forest and then Willy Bolly unfairly got sent off.
Yeah, he shouldn't have been sent off for that.
No.
Or he shouldn't have got a second yellow for that one.
Was it even a second yellow? Because the ref just went straight onto the red.
Oh, did he?
Yeah. So, anyway, Newcastle a bit shaky, good at home though. So I think I give it 2-1. Because I just don't know how to judge Forest yet.
Yeah. 2-1. I'm 3-1 home win. Bournemouth, a team in form, and you've got your lovely Solanke.
And Senesi.
Bournemouth at home to Fulham.
Yeah, Fulham were good. Now they've gone not so good again. So I got another 2-1 home win.
A 2-1 home win. I've gone a 2-2 draw in that one. Sheffield United at home to Luton.
Sheffield, who suddenly have a strong back line.
Yeah.
After being a shambles. Luton, I'd like to see win because I really want to see him stay up.
Yeah,
I'd like think to see they deserve it. But I think probably a 1-1 draw.
A 1-1 draw. I'm thinking the same.
Yeah.
1-1 draw. Burnley at home to Liverpool.
A thrashing?
Well, we predicted a thrashing before.
Yeah.
Liverpool over United, and it turned out to be a 0-0 draw.
That's true. But United still looked like they were in for a thrashing at any second.
Yeah.
And I'm not sure Burnley have quite got the quality. There is quality in the United squad. You can't deny that.
Well, Burnley have Foster back now. He looked all right.
Oh, yeah. Well... Still.
But Trent Alexander-Arnold is looking quite good again.
Just a bit.
As far as like assists go, and he possibility of scoring goals too.
Was it 6 attacking returns in 6 games?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I know he's quite expensive, but I mean, do you expect him to...
Well, with a certain forward currently not there, possibly.
Yeah.
Do you switch that money to Trent?
That's not a bad idea. I might do that.
Me too.
Okay, Burnley at home to Liverpool.
4-0 Liverpool.
4-0 Liverpool, so you don't see them getting anything.
No, well, I hope they don't.
I've gone 3-0 Liverpool. I'm tempering it slightly. The in-form Man United.
What sort of form? Bad shit form? Yeah.
At home to Villa, who lost their... 15-game home winning streak.
Yeah, that was pretty incredible
at
strike.
The hands of Sheffield United. So that's, you can't, yeah.
Yeah, you beat City 1-0 at home, you beat Arsenal 1-0 at home, you haven't lost a game at home since, or even drawn a game at home since February, and then Sheffield, bottom of the table, come along,
and
you almost lose, and just scratch a draw.
Yeah.
Yeah. They'll bounce back, 3-0 Villa.
At Old Trafford.
Yeah. We saw Brighton do, what was it, 3-1, wasn't it?
Yeah.
At Old Trafford.
2-1 to Villa. Brentford at home to Wolves.
Brentford really out of form at the moment. 3 losses on the bounce. Wolves up and down. Better at home than away. But I still think they're probably just a bit better than Brentford at the moment. So a 2-1 Wolves.
A 2-1 away win. Yeah, I don't know why I've done this.
Too much alcohol, maybe?
I've gone a 1-0 win to Brentford.
Interesting.
Yeah. Maybe that's just the point of difference this week between us.
Maybe you should bring in a Brentford defender to prove your commitment to that score.
No, I'm not doing that. Chelsea at home to Crystal Palace.
Well, I don't know why I've done this, but I've decided Chelsea can have a win.
I've decided Chelsea can have a win too.
Really?
Yeah.
Is it a big win?
It's not a big win.
No, I've gone a 2-1 win.
I've gone a 2-1 win.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not sure why either.
The only
After
reason...
After having watched them the last... Well, Sterling and Palmer are out.
Yeah.
Enzo has a hernia issue.
Right.
That's why Enzo Fernandez, that's why he didn't play.
Caicedo's injured. Yeah.
So I'm thinking they've been in the team that has been up and down and rubbish.
Yeah.
Time for new players to come in.
Yeah. Gallagher is going to be playing, obviously.
Yeah.
Just before he sold.
It depends how much time Nkunku gets.
Yeah.
If they give him half an hour, he might get 2 goals.
They might actually play Nkunku behind the striker.
Yeah.
Because they did that in pre-season. They played Jackson in front of Nkunku, and they both looked really good.
Yeah. Or maybe they leave Jackson out altogether and just start with Broja.
Yeah. They did on the weekend.
So. Yeah. Anyway, both 2-1. Everton at home to Man City, the newly crowned Club World Cup champions.
Did you watch that match?
No, I didn't.
No, I watched the second half. It was all right.
Alvarez got a goal and assist, did he?
2 goals, I think.
Okay.
Yeah. And Jack Grealish started a fight.
Excellent.
Apparently he was going up to the smallest defender they had after they won, going ole, ole, ole. So is it Melo, the Brazilian defender?
Yeah.
Yeah, he pulled him aside and started having a go at him. And then Kyle Walker stepped in, they were nose to nose, and a big fight started.
Oh, I'll have to look that up.
Then Melo said afterwards, Jack Grealish has no balls, because he found the smallest person to pick on. Jack Grealish wrote on Twitter, I never said ole. Fun and games.
Yeah.
Everton, I think, could definitely win this.
Right.
I think there's a high chance they could, because City could be very tired.
Could be.
But City could also be really hyped up. Do they have Haaland back?
I don't believe so.
I don't think they will.
No. Which might make Alvarez a good punt for someone.
Yeah, you could get rid of Darwin for him.
No, I've got other issues.
Yeah. I'm going to give the win to City.
Yep.
Because I just don't know. So, and the City's a safe one.
Yeah.
Usually. Not on recent form. So I went 3-2.
Oh, a high scoring.
Yeah.
3-2 to City. I've gone 2-1 City. But I wouldn't be surprised if Everton get something out of it.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if they took the whole 3 points.
Brighton at home to Spurs.
Spursy Brighton,
you call them that. Yeah.
They're, I don't know if it's injury or just too much rotation. There's something wrong with Brighton.
I think they do have a lot of injuries.
Yeah. But they can score goals.
Yes.
So can Spurs.
Oh, definitely. Spurs have scored a goal in every game so far.
Yeah. They look pretty good at the moment, Spurs. So I've got another 3-2 away win for Spurs.
I've gone a 3-2 away win for Spurs as well.
Copy me again.
No. We'll get to see the turkey trot, whatever.
I hope
Richarlison scores. He didn't do it against Everton.
No, he looked very calm against Everton.
He just, didn't do it. What a nice man.
Yeah, lovely.
Healy was all wrong about him.
Yeah, he's not a dickhead at all.
No, he's not. He's lovely.
He's definitely not full of himself. It's not like he's got his own face tattooed on his back. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, he does. Yeah. Maybe he fell asleep and someone did it. That was a joke.
You know that. I'd like to think that, but I saw the Twitter post after he got it done. It was Brazilian legends. He had himself, Neymar, Ronaldo.
Yeah. Arsenal, final game of the round. Arsenal at home to West Ham.
Well, I reckon either Kudus or Bowen are getting a goal.
Bowen's just very steady, isn't he?
Yeah, Kudus has been very steady. And I was looking at a way to get him into my team, and then I went, oh, no, AFCON in 2 weeks.
Yeah. So, yeah, no, I wouldn't be. Yeah, I wouldn't be bringing in anyone who's heading away.
Because I looked to bring in Son straight. Like I sold him, he did 17. I looked to bring in straight, but I went, look, I'm going to get 4 games out of him before AFCON, AFCON Asian Cup for Son. Sorry, so I didn't do it.
Yeah,
yeah. So Kudus or Bowen, one of them's going to get a goal. West Ham's only goal. I'm hoping Saka gets the 2 for Arsenal.
2-1 Arsenal.
2-1 Arsenal.
I'm copying you again. I also have 2-1 Arsenal. That's, yeah, hopefully I'll get them all right this week.
Or at least 3.
At least that's been, yeah, it's been pretty poor over the last few weeks. Some of the results over the last few weeks have been a bit weird.
They have been weird. But that happens, like, get periods in the season that go weird.
Yeah.
And then it goes steady.
Might also be to do with the congestion of fixtures.
Yeah.
Like, you know, 3 days rest between them.
It's and not... you've got Champions League and Carabao Cup.
And suspensions and yeah.
All sorts.
Plenty of excuses for us.
Being shit.
To get it wrong.
Yeah.
Have you made a plan? You've already done it, haven't you?
I'm done.
So what have you done for your...
So yesterday morning, to beat the price changes, I sold Tsimikas for Alexander-Arnold.
Right.
Straight up.
Are you, yeah.
Yeah, I'm copying you.
When I tell you what I'm doing,
yeah,
you're going to go, you copy me.
And then this morning I swapped Luis Diaz for Richarlison.
Well, no, you haven't copied me there.
I was going to make a third because I'm now playing with no bench.
Yeah.
Everyone's suspended. There's no chance of any of them coming off. But I couldn't really, it would have been cash.
Yeah.
And I couldn't really find a defender I liked. I was looking at Alfie Doughty.
Yeah.
But to take a -8.
My brother was talking big about Alfie Doughty.
Yeah, because he got 3 bonus against Newcastle.
He was fantastic.
Taking a -8 and -4 of that being for a Luton defender felt just too risky. So I decided to play your doggy and have no bench.
Yeah, that's probably makes more sense.
Yeah. So, and I've captained Alexander-Arnold.
You've captained him?
I have. Because I thought I'm way behind. And he's in good form. Even if he doesn't get a clean sheet, there's a good chance he's getting some sort of attacking return. And he has, in the last 5 weeks, had 2 double-figure returns.
He looks very... That's why I'm... Yeah.
I mean, it's a risk, obviously, with a defender. But
yeah.
I think where I am in the table, it's a risk worth taking.
Well, there's still this is the halfway mark of the season.
Yeah,
game I'm in 19.
I've gone up to 18, so I thought maybe, you know, if I do this right, I could go up a few more this week.
Yeah, I am looking at removing Tsimikas and bringing in Alexander Arnold.
Wow, wait, didn't you send me a message saying you're going to do Trippier?
Yeah, but I was. Nah.
They've got a bad run coming.
Yeah,
yeah, and he's
Alexander Arnold is. It was because I thought, I'll save some money and go Trippier. I mean, he's still on. I still expect that he'll start returning again.
Yeah, he will at some point.
But maybe from game week 23 on, it might be a bit wiser thing to get him in.
Because they've got City and Newcastle. City, Newcastle. They are Newcastle. They've got City and Liverpool in the next 4, I think. So.
But, yeah, so I've decided to go Alexander-Arnold. Just because he looks so good at the moment
and with
in that Liverpool team.
Tsimikas and Robertson both out means Gomez is probably going to play left back, which means there's no rotation risk on Alexander-Arnold.
Yeah.
Not that there is at the moment, because I think managers just want to win.
Yeah.
Up the top, they're playing their best team week after week because it's so congested.
Yeah, and I will probably remove Sterling. Thanks very much for your...
4 points.
4 points.
You got 6 last week, didn't you?
Yeah.
Yeah. A little bit better than Reece James.
Yeah. Chelsea players and me seem to be...
You should have got Palmer.
Well, he's suspended now too.
Yeah, he got 14 last week, though.
Yeah, that's true. But if I had Palmer, I'd be keeping him. Yeah. So I'm going to remove Sterling and bring back my good friend
Jared Bowen.
Just because.
Nah, fair enough. He's.
I need solidity back in the team.
Yeah.
And then I can wait on, because I was going to take out Adingra, but I'll wait and do that next week.
Yeah, I was looking at Haaland.
Next week, which is on Saturday.
Yeah. I was looking at Haaland, bringing him back. I was keeping the money aside to bring him back, but I thought,
well,
if he's fit for the Sheffield game.
Yeah. If Salah is going to AFCON, he'll be gone for game week 21.
Yeah.
So,
dude, I think Liverpool after this, they have Newcastle next.
Yes, I think they do.
Yeah. So if I do want Haaland for the weekend, I might sell Salah against Newcastle.
Oh, he does like scoring against Newcastle.
Yeah, I know, but it might be. Yeah.
How good's Haaland going to be? You know? How good is he? He's not as good as Harry Kane.
No. But, he's not playing in Germany.
Did I say the wrong thing?
That's the fantasy league.
That's the Viking, the god of thunder.
Going to strike you down. Haven.
Yeah. And captain for me this week will probably be Salah.
Yeah.
Probably
Salah. But I think most people, it'll be Salah.
Yeah.
If they've got him. I had it on Salah all week. Like all the days between the game weeks. And then this morning, well, last night I kind of went, I think I'll be changing that in the morning.
Yeah.
Going Alexander-Arnold.
You just saw, when you brought Alexander-Arnold in, you just looked down on your team, you went, oh, that looks nice.
Yeah.
Remember the time before you captained him in a double game week? And everyone
triple
else...
Triple captained him.
Triple captained, and everyone else triple captained Salah.
And he didn't start the first game and just got a clean sheet in the second.
Yeah.
And everyone else who triple captained Salah got nearly 80 points off of him.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember that very well.
Was that the same week that Troy played his wild card instead of that triple captain?
That was the cider night.
That's right.
First cider night.
Does, but yeah, bad decisions made on cider.
I'd made that decision before the
weird
cider.
Weird decisions. Yeah, but you drink cider all the time.
Oh, I mean,
your blood is cider.
I only drink 3 days a week.
All right, well, let's have a quick look at the leagues and then we'll be off.
Oh, okay.
Will we?
Probably.
No. We'll have a quick look at the leagues. How they stand. Leo has increased his lead. His wild card's still paying off.
Yeah, he had a good one this week.
59 points this week, and his lead is 23 points or something now.
Yeah. Wow, those gods are angry.
Are they angry at Leo being on top? That sounded like that. That's what it was to me.
Yeah.
Angry that he had such a big lead, or maybe angry that he had such a small lead. I'm in second. Gary's still third, so the top three haven't changed. Ian Town has moved up to fourth, and the other Gary Selly, has moved to fifth.
Got a bit of a Gary zone again.
Yeah,
well, Gary zone of one.
Yeah, that's tiny. Tiny's in there. Where are you at now?
18. I've climbed from 22 to 18 in the last 2 weeks. So.
Not far away from Healy?
No. Let's not talk about Healy.
No.
No, she's gone. Dead to us. Yeah. Unless she wants one of those kittens, then I might talk to her again.
Oh, she didn't take a kitten?
Well, from Troy's comments on Thursday night, it sounds like he don't want a kitten.
Yeah, no, he was not keen on the kitten at all.
No. They're cute, though. So I'm using this podcast to put it out there.
Yeah, they do look cute, yeah.
Yeah, got 9 kittens, cute kittens, need homes. Oh.
Otherwise, you got to put, make it sound, otherwise.
Otherwise, yeah, well, I couldn't bring myself to do what a lot of Australian farmers do and put them in a sack and chuck them in the dam. But the dam is full.
You do have a dam.
The dam's full to the top and flowing onto the road. And we have an excess
washing
of kittens.
The road away.
Yeah.
It's almost an accident waiting to happen with a full dam.
Yeah. Smells of rotten eggs at the moment, too. That's not
nice.
It's not very nice.
The head-to-head league.
I do have to stop talking about my kittens and dam whilst we look at the head-to-head league.
Well, you can keep talking if you want. It won't really make much sense.
Not really. Let's look at the head-to-head.
Yeah. The top five all stayed the same. But I think Leo was the only one to win out of the top five.
Yeah, I beat Ian Town.
And I beat Patrick.
there's going to be a big crack any second because there was a big flash.
Yeah. How did you know that?
It could have been the bright flash.
The big flash. Yeah. We've done a couple of podcasts now with a big thundery background.
Yeah, it went from dry as a bone to non-stop rain.
Yeah. It'll go back to dry again, don't worry. Where were we?
Top five the same.
Oh, yeah. Top five the same. Leo is now got a 3-point buffer at the top because Rebecca got beaten, Tony got beaten, Gary Geezer got beaten, and Patrick got beaten. The games for them this week are Leo's playing my nephew, Chris. Rebecca's playing Patrick, which is second against fifth.
Mm.
I'm playing Tony.
I beat him last week. He's easy.
Oh, is he?
I beat him with a play at a spare. What about a championship? We could talk about a championship.
Oh, the games in the morning.
I was thinking the ones on the weekend.
Oh, I don't really want to talk about the games on the weekend. Oh, we can talk about Leicester. You've got the shirt on.
I've got the shirt on. So. Which, if they lose to Ipswich in the morning, is being burned.
Is it just in a ritual or just...
Anger.
Anger.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, didn't you you lose someone on the weekend?
Southampton.
Yeah. Was it 1-0? Ten man Southampton.
Yeah.
Not going so good now, is it?
Oh, look. Southampton are up near the top. Of course, they should beat QPR, who are not a great team this season.
Didn't you lose to Sheffield Wednesday the week before, though?
We did, but...
Sheffield Wednesday?
They must be on the up.
Oh, that's it, isn't it? Leicester beat Rotherham 3-0.
Yeah.
With Daka getting 2.
Yeah.
Shame he's going to AFCON, because he is banging them in. 4-4 now. And Cassaday got the other one.
Right.
Then we play Ipswich in the morning.
Well, Leeds beat them, didn't they? Leeds thrashed them.
Yeah, 4-0.
Yeah.
And they drew the one before that, so maybe Ipswich are on the down. I hope so.
Maybe.
Because we play them twice this month.
Or maybe I did see something that did cheer me up a little bit on the weekend after I saw that we got beaten by Southampton.
Yeah.
Sunderland got beaten by Coventry.
Really?
In Michael Beale's first game.
Yeah.
In charge.
That's right. I saw Michael Beale was back in the championship.
Yes. That's a shame. 3-0 thrashing at home. That cheered me up a bit. It shouldn't.
Yeah, it should. I love it every week Celtic get beaten.
So you'd still have a dislike of Mr. Rogers?
It was Rogers' fault they got relegated.
But fairly evidently.
Yeah. I mean, there was a few things. Like the fact they weren't allowed to bring anyone in the first transfer window. But that was because they were about to be hit with FFP. So they knew they had to balance the books. So Schmeichel was sold because he was the most expensive player on their books. And he just said he'd come back if they asked him. So
yeah.
But that probably didn't help. But I think Rodgers wanted the sack outright.
It did seem like that, didn't it?
Because he was getting a $10 million payoff. And they didn't have the money to pay it. So that's why they stuck with him. But I think he was making bad decisions purposely, so they sacked him.
That was the best move he made all season. He had good tactics when it came to that.
Yeah, he did.
Okay, well, that's covered. Who are you playing in the morning?
Me.
You did say that, didn't you?
Oh, Ipswich.
Yeah, you did. My brain's gone.
Who are you playing?
Millwall.
Hmm. I think we've got Millwall in the FA Cup.
You've got a 6-point lead now at the top?
Yeah.
That's not bad.
No, it's good.
And Leeds have closed the gap somewhat on second spot, but it's still
I think they're,
5 points or 7 points.
But they're equal with Southampton, 2 leads.
Yeah.
Wow, that's coming down outside now.
It is. But we're still only 2 points away from safety.
Yeah, it's a long way to go yet.
And
you could get that gap to like 30 points away from safety by the end of the season.
Could do. Yeah, Rotherham are only on 13 points. They're 7 points below us. Yeah, and Sheffield Wednesday are 4 points below
us. I think that they're gone. Sheffield Wednesday. Vardy will be playing in League One next season.
If they can keep playing QPR every week, they'll be right.
Oh, yeah. Well, they took a draw with Leicester. So.
Yeah. So are Leicester coming up this season?
Oh, yeah.
It's looking very likely, isn't it?
I think it'd be top.
Yeah.
I think that'd
be... who gets the second automatic promotion?
I'm not sure. I kind of would like to see Ipswich come up because they've done so well. But I wouldn't be surprised if they had a little dull drop period. And I think maybe Leeds could do it. Farker's, you know, he's done it with Norwich a couple of times. Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if Leicester and Leeds go up top two.
Anyway. Thanks, Jack.
Thanks, Keith.